In the tapestry of Islamic life, dimensions unfold. In the tapestry of Islamic life, dimensions unfold. In these sacred teachings, hearts find peace and gold. In these sacred teachings, hearts find peace and gold.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen, amma ba'd. فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Welcome back to your viewers of Madani channel. Alhamdulillah to this beautiful silsila Dimensions of Islamic Life. Yes, and Alhamdulillah, in today's episode we are going to be discussing a very important subject, a pillar of Islam, that is virtues of zakat. Yes, and inshallah, before we dive deep into today's topic, let's remind one another to recite durood and salam in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We all make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we often request each other, please make dua for me. And there's so much emphasis put on this, and we are really focused on our duas, but seldom do we realize that there is something that can help and aid us in the acceptance of our du'as, inshallah, azza wa jal, and that is durood in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In this beautiful narration, Sayyidina Fudala bin Ubaid radiallahu ta'ala anhu has narrated that the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sitting in the masjid, and a man came and offered salah and made du'a saying these words, Allahumma ufirli warhamni, meaning, O Allah, forgive me and have mercy upon me. The beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ajilta ayyuhal musalli, O the one who performed salah, you have hurried. And then the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam instructed him, Iza sallayta faqa'atta fahmidillah bima huwa ahluh. وَصَلِّ عَلَيَّ ثُمَّ دُعْ, meaning, when you complete your salah, first praise Allah Azza wa Jal in a manner that He Azza wa Jal deserves, and recite salat upon me, then make dua. The narrator has further said that after him, another person offered salah, then praised Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and recited salat upon the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, أَيُّهَا الْمُسَلِّي Ud'u tujab, or the one who offered salah, make dua, it will be answered. Subhanallah, subhanallah. It has become evident from this beautiful narration and hadith that if a person wants his dua to be answered, then it is compulsory for him or her to recite salat ala Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam before and after the dua. Yes. That is the valuable lesson that we get to learn from this beautiful hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So why wait? Let's recite together. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, we have learned beautiful hadith regarding the virtues of reciting durood and salam and how it aids and helps us. Let's inshallah together at the same time praise the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam through the naat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And that too, this naat is penned and composed by Imamul Kalam, Kalamul Imam, Imam Muhammad Raza Khan alayhi rahmatul rahman. Inshallah, let's recite together.
Wo kamal husne huzur hai ki gumaan naqs jahan nahi. Wo kamal husne huzur hai ki gumaan naqs jahan nahi. Yahi phool khar se dur hai, yahi shama hai ki dhuaan nahi. Yahi shama hai ki dhuaan nahi. Wo kamal husne huzur hai. Main nisaar tere kalam par mili hoon to kisko zabaan زبان نہیں وہ سخن ہے جس میں سخن نہ ہو وہ بیان ہے جس کا بیان نہیں وہ کمال حسن حضور ہے کہ گمان نفس جہاں نہیں یہی پھول خار سے دور ہے یہی شمع ہے کہ دعا نہیں وہ کمال حسن حضور ہے بخدا خدا کا یہی ہے در نہیں اور کوئی مفر مفر بخدا خدا کا یہی ہے در نہیں اور کوئی مفر مقر جو وہاں سے ہو یہیں آ کے ہو جو یہاں نہیں تو وہاں نہیں وہ کمال حسن حضور ہے کہ گمان نفس جہاں نہیں یہی پھول خار سے دور ہے یہی شمع ہے کہ دعا نہیں تیرے آگے یوں ہے دبے لچے فصحا عرب کے بڑے بڑے تیرے آگے یوں ہے دبے لچے فصحا عرب کے بڑے بڑے کوئی جان منہ میں زبان نہیں کوئی جان منہ میں زبان نہیں نہیں بلکہ جسم میں جان نہیں وہ کمال حسن حضور ہے کہ گمان نفس جہاں نہیں یہی پھول خار سے دور ہے یہی شمع ہے کہ دعا نہیں کروں تیرے نام پہ جا فدا نہ بس ایک جان دو جہاں فدا کروں تیرے نام پہ جا فدا نہ بس ایک جان دو جہاں فدا دو جہاں سے بھی نہیں جی بھرا کروں کیا کروڑوں جہاں نہیں دو جہاں سے بھی نہیں جی بھرا کروں کیا کروڑوں جہاں نہیں وہ کمال حسن حضور ہے کہ گمان نفس جہاں نہیں کروں مدح اہل دور رضا پڑے اس بلا میں میری بلا کروں مدح اہل دور رضا پڑے اس بلا میں میری بلا میں گدا ہوں اپنے کریم کا میرا دین پارا نہیں میں گدا ہوں اپنے کریم کا میرا دین پارا نہیں وہ کمال حسن حضور ہے کہ گمان نفس جہاں نہیں یہی پھول خار سے دور ہے یہی شمع ہے کہ دعا نہیں
صلوا علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وعلی آلہ وصحبہ اجمعین وسلم Dear viewers, after moistening our tongues and rejuvenating our hearts and spirits and souls with the zikr of the beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, let's inshallah continue towards our topic, that is virtues of zakat. Zakat is the second pillar of Islam after Salah is Zakat, Alhamdulillah. So, and many a times you will see in the Holy Quran, its importance is such that at numerous occasions Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has joined Salah and Zakat together. You will find after Salah, the mention of Zakat is there. Why? There is a reason for it. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed emphasis on it. And there have been numerous accounts in the history of Islam where the person, due to not paying zakat, they were punished by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is a grave sin and a crime in the court of Allah. Qarun, who was the son of the uncle of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam, he was a very handsome person. And impressed with his charm and elegant beauty, people used to call him Munawwar. Another quality that made him prominent among the Bani Israel was that he was a great scholar of Torah, the Book of Allah. He was very humble in character. And in return, people used to show great dignity and respect towards him. Allah Azza wa Jal blessed him with enormous and unimaginable treasures of wealth that he had appointed 40 strong and powerful men to take care and operate the keys of his treasures, as it is stated in the glorious Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states, translation from Kansul Iman, and we gave him so many treasures whose keys were a heavy burden for a strong group of men. Subhanallah. This verse is mentioned in Surah Al-Qasas, verse number 76. An excess of wealth changed his attitude entirely. And he became extremely arrogant. When the commandment of Zakat was revealed, he promised in front of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam that he will pay 1/1,000 share as a Zakat of his capital. But when he calculated his wealth and possessions, a huge amount was deductible as the zakat money. Upon seeing all of this, greed and malice overpowered him. He did not only deny paying zakat, but also tried to slander Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam and plotted an evil act against Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam. Influencing a woman through a lot of wealth to lay a blame on Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam. After some time, right when Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam was delivering his sermon, Qarun interrupted and said that the Bani Israel have assumed that you have committed adultery with such and such a woman. Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam said, bring that woman in front of me. Therefore, she was summoned and Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam said, O lady, sway by Allah Azza wa Jal who split the river, dug out ways and revealed the Torah, speak the truth. She started trembling. And seeing the glory and the majesty of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam, she publicly confessed, O Prophet of Allah, Qarun enticed me to lay a blame against you by giving me a good amount of wealth. Then Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam, prostrated with tearful eyes to thank Allah Azza wa Jal and supplicated to Allah in the state of prostration, in the state of sajda, that, O Allah, inflict your wrath and anger upon Qarun. Then he, alayhi salam, said to Bani Israel that the one who is with Qarun should stay with him and the one who is with me should separate from Qarun. Therefore, all of Bani Israel, they left Qarun except two wicked people. Thereafter, Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam ordered the earth, Ya ardu khuzihim, O earth, seize Qarun straight away. And Qarun sank into the earth up to his knees. He alayhi salam again ordered the same command to the earth, and again Qarun sank down to his waist. And after witnessing this, Qarun started crying and shaking and started begging Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam for the sake of his kinship and relationship with Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam. But Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam did not give any response. Finally, he completely sank into the earth. Sayyidina Qatada radiallahu ta'ala anhu has said that he would continue sinking into the earth till the hereafter. The Bani Israel said, Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam invoked a curse upon Qarun due to his house, wealth and possession. Consequently, the house of Qarun that was made of gold and all of his treasures were buried into the ground. The glorious Quran has mentioned the consequence of Qarun in this manner. فَخَسَفْنَا بِهِ وَبِدَارِهِ الْأَرْضِ Then we caused him and his home to sink into the earth. فَمَا كَانَ لَهُ مِنْ فِئَةٍ يَنْصُرُونَهُ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ وَمَا كَانَ مِنَ الْمُنْتَصِرِينَ So he had no group to help save him from Allah, nor could he take revenge. Dear brothers, we've just heard the account of Qarun over denying zakat and due to incurring enmity towards the blessed Prophet of Allah, Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam. Neither his possession nor his wealth benefited him. He was even inflicted with the divine torment along with his treasures. Allah. Such is the importance of zakat, that this is the price that Qarun had to pay for disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and going against the Prophet of Allah and insulting him, ma'azallah, plotting against him. We should also remember that zakat has also been made obligatory upon the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, meaning upon us, as it is stated in the glorious Quran. وَأَقِيمُوا الصَّلَاةَ وَآتُوا الزَّكَاةَ And establish obligatory prayer and give zakah. Commenting on the blessed verse of the Holy Quran, Sadrul Afadil, Hazrat Allama Maulana Mufti Sayyid Muhammad Naimuddin Muradabadi alayhi rahma, has stated in Khazainul Irfan that this verse states the obligation of salah and zakat. Zakah is one of the essentials of Islam. The noble Prophet alayhi salam has stated that Islam is based on the five principles. And what are they? Firstly, to testify that none has the right to be worshipped but Allah Azza wa Jal, and Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the Prophet of Allah. Number second, to offer salah. Number third is to pay zakat, meaning obligatory charity. And number fourth is to make hajj, to perform hajj, pilgrimage. And number five, to observe fast during the month of Ramadan. Subhanallah. And this narration is mentioned in Sahih Bukhari. The importance of zakat can be imagined through the fact that zakah and salah have been mentioned together 32 times in the glorious Quran. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Dear brothers, no matter how economically advanced our country or society may be, it still cannot completely eradicate poverty. And there exist people who live in a downward cycle of poverty and deprivation due to various reasons. Allah Azza wa Jal has entrusted the wealthy and prosperous people with the responsibility to meet the needs of poor people. Yes, that is the purpose of zakat. Therefore, Allah Azza wa Jal has made zakat obligatory upon wealthy people so that they may help the miserable and destitute people of society through their zakat, and for wealth to also circulate in the hands of the poor instead of restricting it to just the elite few. So it really breaks the monopoly over wealth. Thus it brings a balance in the economic condition. Subhanallah, subhanallah. This is the beautiful system of zakat that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created. And in this manner, He has made the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam prosperous and given us the key to our economic solutions, subhanAllah. Remember that if Allah Azza wa Jal wanted, He would make everybody rich and no one would be poor. But as per His divine will, He Azza wa Jal made some people rich and others poor. So that Allah Azza wa Jal may test the rich by His wealth and the poor through His poverty. And as it is stated in the glorious Quran, وَهُوَ الَّذِي جَعَلَكُمْ خَلَائِفَ الْأَرْضِ وَرَفَعَ بَعْضَكُمْ فَوْقَ بَعْضٍ دَرَجَاتٍ لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ فِي مَا آتَاكُمْ. And it is He who has made you vicegerents, meaning viceroys and successors in the earth, and ranked some of you high above others, in order that He may test you with what He has bestowed upon you. SubhanAllah. And this has been mentioned in Surah Al-An'am, verse number 165. It means He has made you undergo tests and trials and observe how grateful you are after gaining high status and blessings and wealth, and how you treat one another. SubhanAllah. And this is mentioned in the tafsir of Khazanul Irfan under this very ayah of the Holy Quran. We have learnt that the world is merely a house of tests and trials. So we should feel privileged to happily discharge the divine commands and accumulate stockpiles of reward for the hereafter as well. As zakat is such a worship which is full of immense benefits and virtues of this world and of the hereafter. Let's inshallah listen to some of the advantages of paying zakat and make its importance firm and stronger in our hearts. One of, alhamdulillah, the benefits of zakat is that it completes our Islam. Meaning, completion of Islam is that you pay zakat of your possessions. SubhanAllah. And this has been mentioned in At-Targhib wa-Tarhib. The second benefit of giving zakat mentioned, that the one who has iman upon Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it is necessary for him to pay zakat of his possession. It is mentioned that the good fortune of paying zakat is that it is a source of divine blessing and mercy, as it is stated in the glorious Quran, وَرَحْمَتِي وَسِعَتْ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ. And my mercy encompasses all things. فَسَأَكْتُبُهَا لِلَّذِينَ يَتَّقُونَ وَيُؤْتُونَ الزَّكَاةَ وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ بِآيَاتِنَا يُؤْمِنُونَ. So I shall soon destine favors for those who fear and pay the obligatory charity. SubhanAllah. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. With regards to zakat and its benefits, it helps us to acquire asceticism and piety. It is a source of attaining piety and taqwa. As the glorious Quran has mentioned in the third verse of Surah Al-Baqarah regarding one of the signs of pious people. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states, وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ. And spend in our cause from what we have bestowed upon them. Another beautiful advantage and benefit of paying zakat, subhanAllah, the fourth excellence that we derive by paying zakat, is that one is included in the list of successful people. As one of the blessed virtues of a successful person is paying zakat. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Holy Quran, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي صَلَاتِهِمْ خَاشِعُونَ وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ عَنِ اللَّغْوِ مُعْرِضُونَ وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ لِلزَّكَاةِ فَاعِلُونَ. Successful indeed are the believers who humbly cry in their prayers and who do not incline towards indecent matters, and who pay the obligatory charity. SubhanAllah. Another beautiful benefit of paying zakat is that Allah Azza wa Jal helps the one who pays zakat as it is stated in the glorious Quran. Inshallah, we shall mention the translation of this beautiful verse of the Holy Quran from Qam Suleiman. And indeed, Allah will assist the one who helps his religion. Indeed, surely Allah is Almighty, Dominant. The people who, if we give them control in the land, would keep the prayer established and pay charity and enjoin virtue and forbid evil. And for Allah only is the result of all works. Another beautiful excellence of paying zakat is that it meets the need of poor people, and they become overjoyed by receiving this gift from those who are affluent, who have the means. Remember that to be source of a Muslim's happiness brings great reward. The renowned Prophet of Allah Azza wa Jal sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated that in the sight of Allah Azza wa Jal, the greatest deed after performing the obligatory acts is to pour happiness into the heart of a Muslim. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah. These are some of the virtues of paying zakat. Subhanallah, and acting on this essential part of our Islam. May Allah Azza wa Jal grant us all tawfiq to pay and to dissipate our zakat in the proper and correct manner. If you need guidance, alhamdulillah, the Darul Ifta Ahl Sunnat is there to guide you. Write your queries, inshallah Azza wa Jal, and you will receive guidance. If you want to help and aid Dawat Islam in its madani works through your zakat, through your generous donations, inshallah, you can do so. Alhamdulillah, find a muballigh of Dawat Islami or the responsible person of Dawat Islami. Ask them for the bank details or give your charity in cash or kind and help this beautiful deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the sunnahs of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to thrive around the world through your contribution. Inshallah, you shall reap a great reward from it. Inshallah, Azza wa Jal. May Allah Azza wa Jal grant us all tawfiq to help and aid the works of Islam for the prosperity and upliftment of Islam, inshallah, throughout the world. Ameen. Bijahi Nabi Ameen. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Inshallah, Azza wa Jal, we now going to listen to a beautiful kalam in the praise of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, inshallah, and we'll be back after the kalam. So stay tuned with Madani Channel. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in wa sallam.
Na koi aap jaisa tha, na koi aap jaisa hai. Koi Yusuf se puche Mustafa ka husn kaisa hai. Ae jalwa-e janana, ae jalwa-e janana, aqa سر کے چہرے سے نقاب اٹھے جو ساقی کوثر کے چہرے سے نقاب اٹھے ہر دل بن میں خانہ ہر آنکھ ہو پیمانہ ہر دل بنے میں خانہ ہر آنکھ ہو پیمانہ
آقا تو شمع رسالت ہے عالم تیرا
پروانہ
تو ماہ نبوت ہے اے جلوائے جانانا
گر پڑ کے یہاں پہنچا مر مر کے اسے پایا گر پڑ کے یہاں پہنچا مر مر کے اسے پایا چھوٹے نہ الہی اب سنگے در جانا نہ چھوٹے نہ الہی اب یا رب سنگے در جانا نہ
آقا تو شمع رسالت ہے عالم تیرا
پروانہ
تو ماہ نبوت ہے اے جلوائے جانانا
جلوائے جانانا اے جلوائے جانانا پیتے ہیں تیرے در کا کھاتے ہیں تیرے در کا پیتے ہیں تیرے در کا کھاتے دانا ہے تیرا دانا پانی ہے تیرا پانی ہاں پانی دانا ہے تیرا دانا
آقا تو شمع رسالت ہے عالم تیرا
پروانہ
تو جانانا
ہر پھول میں بو تیری ہر شمع میں ذو تیری ہر پھول میں بو تیری ہر شمع میں ذو تیری بلبل ہے تیرا بلبل پروانہ ہے پروانہ بلبل ہے تیرا بلبل ہاں بلبل پروانہ ہے پروانہ
آقا تو شمع رسالت ہے
جلوائے جانانا اے جلوائے جانانا وہ کہتے نہ کہتے کچھ وہ کرتے نہ کرتے کچھ وہ کہتے نہ کہتے کچھ کرتے کچھ اے کاش وہ سن لیتے مجھ سے میرا افسانہ اے کاش وہ سن لیتے مجھ سے
جلوائے جانانا
سرکار کے جلووں سے روشن ہے دل نوری سرکار کے جلووں سے روشن ہے دل نوری تا حشر رہے روشن نوری کا یہ کاشانہ تا حشر رہے روشن ہاں روشن نوری کا یہ کاشانہ
آقا
صلوا علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وعلی آلہ وصحبہ اجمعین وسلم. ویلکم بیک ٹو یور ویوز. الحمدللہ, ایز وی ور ڈسکسنگ دی سبجیکٹ آف زکات, ورچوز آف زکات. سبحان اللہ, دی بیوٹی آف این اسلامک سوسائٹی. دس از اندر بیوٹیفل مدنی پھول. When you pay zakat, this is the beauty of Islamic society, that we take care and we look after one another. As subhanAllah, as a beautiful society, as a Muslim society, as the ummah of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Paying zakat is a beauty of the Islamic society, as the rich person provides courage to the poor Muslim by helping and aiding him through zakat, so he may lead his life with respect and honor. And furthermore, the hearts of the poor remain immune from malice and jealousy, because he knows that he has a right in the wealth of wealthy Muslims. So they don't become envious of your wealth, and they make dua inshallah in return, because they are benefiting from your wealth. So they make dua in return inshallah azza wa jal. Who knows, their duas may be accepted in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and through which you may even gain more prosperity in your wealth. So he also prays for blessings in the wealth and possession and children of his fellow Muslims. The beloved and blessed Prophet of Allah Azza wa Jalla sallallahu alaihi wasallam has stated, indeed a true believer is the similitude of a building strengthening one another. Subhanallah, subhanallah. A building that is standing alone may not be that strong, may not withstand the extreme wind and pressures and natural disasters and so on. But if there are other buildings surrounding it, yes, that building only gains strength. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Such a beautiful example is given in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Another beautiful advantage and benefit of paying zakat is that zakat plays a pivotal role in developing a strong brotherhood among Muslims, leading to the fostering of unity in the Islamic society. And Muslims become the testimony of following the blessed saying of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam by their mutual cooperation and affection. The similitude of Muslims is like one body in regard to mutual friendship, affection and feelings of attachment to one another. When any limb is hurt, the whole body is hurt because of sleeplessness and fever. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Another beautiful virtue of giving our zakat is that it purifies the possession of wealth, as it is mentioned that Sayyidina Anas bin Malik radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrated that the noblest Prophet of Allah Azza wa Jal wa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated, pay zakat out of your possession of wealth, it will purify you. Subhanallah, if we want our wealth to be purified, Let's inshallah act upon this hadith of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam by paying zakat. Let's purify our wealth. We all like to be clean and pure. We purify our bodies when it has any impurities to it. So we purify our clothes, we purify our homes. Yes, we try to keep everything neat and clean. But when it comes to our money, why not also keep it neat, pure and clean by giving the zakat of it, inshallah azza wa jal. Another beautiful quality and benefit of zakat is that not it only purifies the possession of wealth, but it also bestows purity to one's inner self. It also rids us of evil qualities like greed and miserliness. As the glorious Quran condemns the miser, translation from Kanzul Iman, "And never must those who act miserly upon what Allah Azza wa Jal has bestowed upon them of His grace think that it is good for them. In fact, it is harmful for them. Soon, what they had withheld will be collars around their necks on the day of resurrection." Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Another beautiful virtue of dissipating our zakat is that zakat does not reduce the wealth. Yes. If we think that by giving out one portion, the 40th portion from our wealth, which is zakat 2.5%, that it is going to be reduced. No, this is not true. The zakat does not reduce the wealth. Instead, it increases in the world and in the hereafter. Subhanallah, Allah Azza wa Jal states in the glorious Quran,
وَمَا أَنفَقْتُم مِّن شَيْءٍ فَهُوَ يُخْلِفُهُ وَهُوَ خَيْرُ الرَّازِقِينَ.
And whatever you spend in the way of Allah, He will recompense you with more, and He is the best of providers. Subhanallah, subhanallah. And it is stated in another verse of the Holy Quran, the translation from Kanzul Iman, is that the example of those who spend their wealth in the path of Allah is similar to that of a grain which has sprouted 7 stalks, and each stalk is 100 grains. And Allah may increase it still more than this for whomever He wills. And Allah is most able, all-knowing. Those who spend their wealth in Allah's way and thereafter do not express favor nor cause injury, hurt to the recipient's feelings, their reward is with their Lord. There shall be no fear upon them, nor shall they grieve. Subhanallah. We have learned that one should happily pay zakat, knowing this fact that Allah Azza wa Jal will grant him a better recompense. Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has stated that sadaqah does not cause reduction in wealth. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Apparently by giving zakat, wealth seems to be reduced, but in fact it continues to increase like a tree that gives a strange look after pruning, subhanallah, subhanallah. But it brings about its growth. Hakim al-Ummat, Mufti Ahmad Yar Khanaini, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, has mentioned that the one who pays zakat will find his zakah increasing each year. It is a proven experience that the farmer disperses all of his grains over the field. It apparently seems that he returns with empty sacks of grains, but in fact, he will ultimately be filling them in abundance. Subhanallah, subhanallah. What a beautiful analogy. He further says that, however, the grains stockpiled in sacks at home deteriorate due to attacks by weevils or mice, etc. Or it implies that wealth spent in the sadaqah, in the way of Allah Azza wa Jal, will result in increase, inshallah Azza wa Jal, and continue to grow. When you keep filling up a well the volume will continue increasing. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in wa sallam. Subhanallah. As alhamdulillah, we have come this far. Let's inshallah azza wa jal now at this point listen to a beautiful clip of Madani Nasiha, inshallah azza wa jal, after which we'll be back with the episode and the topic of today, inshallah azza wa jal. So stay tuned with Madani channel and watch this clip. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in wa sallam.
One of the honors received by the person who pays zakat is that Allah's divine mercy is showered upon him. Allah Kareem says in the Holy Quran, chapter 9, Surah Al-A'raf, verse number 156, وَرَحْمَتِي وَسِيَتْ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ فَسَأَكْتُبُهَا لِلَّذِينَ يَتَّقُونَ وَيُؤْتُونَ الزَّكَاةَ وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ بِآيَاتِنَا يُؤْمِنُونَ. Translation from Kanz al-Iman. My mercy encompasses all things. I shall henceforth soon decree bounties for those who fear and pay zakah and believe in our verses. Pay the zakat that is obligatory upon us so that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mercies showers upon us. Please donate your zakat, sadaqah, sadaqatul fitr to Dawat-e Islami and acquire a share in the great work Dawat-e Islami is doing for the propagation of Quran and Sunnah. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah. What a beautiful nasiha given by the Muballigh of Dawat Islam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable and give us all tawfiq to practice upon what has been mentioned and preached by the Muballigh of Dawat Islam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all tawfiq. Ameen. Bijahi Nabi Ameen. Let's inshallah learn about more virtuous, you know, benefits of paying zakat in the path of Allah. The beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated that protect your wealth in a strong fort by paying its zakah and treat your sick with charity. Subhanallah. Meaning zakat is a fort. If we need to protect our wealth, we need to protect it in this fort of zakat, inshallah azza wa jal, according to the advice, the Madani advice given by the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah. And we should treat our, you know, sickly people in our home, in our family with charity, inshallah azza wa jal, as charity repels calamities. Subhanallah. Another beautiful excellence and virtue of giving zakat is that Allah azza wa jal will fulfill the need of zakah payers. Listen to inshallah these beautiful ahadith in this regard. Whoever relieves one's poverty, Allah azza wa jal will relieve him in the world and in the hereafter. Subhanallah. In another beautiful hadith, the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam has stated that whoever removes worldly trouble, Allah azza wa jal will remove his trouble on the day of judgment. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in wa sallam. Subhanallah. These are some of the virtues of zakat, giving zakat in the path of Allah. And we have also known the punishment of you know, the horrible consequences of not paying our zakat, as we have learned from the parable about Qarun from the Holy Quran. Allahu, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala safeguard us against the punishment and the consequences of not paying our zakat on time. And may Allah azza wa jal give us tawfiq and enable us to spend more and more in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because it will only add to our wealth. Yes. It will only increase our wealth. It will help our brother in Islam. It will help feed those poor community of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that are in dire need. Do we know that as it stands, the global population is around 8 billion? Although there is enough food in the world to sustain even more than 8 billion, actually as many as 12 billion people can be fed with the amount of food that is available currently, but there are still 10% of people who go to bed hungry, who are starved for food. Allahu Akbar. Shouldn't that be alarming? Shouldn't that be making us concerned about the well-being of others, to help others, to provide them with aid and to help them feed a family? There are mothers and children and women and men that are going to bed with empty stomach. They haven't eaten for days. And this beautiful charity system of Islam can take care of this global crisis if we only act upon the Madani pearls given in the Holy Quran and in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the virtues and the encouragement about paying zakat, if we only start to act upon it. Inshallah azza wa jalla, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all tawfiq. Ameen. Bijahi Nabi Ameen. And mashallah, now as we are nearing towards the conclusion of our today's silsila, as alhamdulillah, we always introduce a beautiful book of Maktabatul Madina towards the end of every episode. Inshallah azza wa jalla, in this episode as well, we are going to introduce a beautiful book of Maktabatul Madina, subhanallah. It is about 103 sunnahs, subhanallah. 103 sunnahs and manners of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Yes, and what can be said? I mean, it doesn't need any introduction. The sunnahs of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, they should be our way of life. They should be the way, the go-to way, and the default way of living our life by. Subhanallah, the sunnah and the seerah of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam should be paving the way of our lifestyle in this world, inshallah azza wa jal, so we can reap its benefit in the hereafter. The sunnahs of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the sunnahs that are related to various different aspects of our lives, our daily lives, our social lives, our financial lives, it helps and guides us through every facet of life. Alhamdulillah. It is about time that we learn these beautiful sunnahs of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and appreciate them and try to incorporate them into our daily lives. And inshallah azza wa jal, and this will start a Madani revolution in your home. It starts with you by practicing the sunnahs of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then encouraging others, your children, your siblings, your parents, your spouse, your family members, subhanallah, your cousins, and so on. Inshallah azza wa jal. But the change should come from you, as it is the Madani mission of Dawat Islami, that I must strive to reform myself and the people of the entire world. Subhanallah. So it's an inside-out approach. Yes, we need to first strive to reform ourselves and the people of the entire world, inshallah azza wa jal, thereafter. The Madani movement of Quran and Sunnah, subhanallah, your Dawat Islami can help and aid you in this regard. And Maktabatul Madina is there, subhanallah, providing you with this beautiful book of learning 103 sunnahs and manners of Rasulullah. So you got to know more in detail about this beautiful publication of Maktabatul Madina, which is a department of your Dawat Islami. And alhamdulillah, Dawat Islami has many such departments where alhamdulillah you are provided with guidance through books, through audio books as well, mashallah. There are various books of Maktabatul Madina available in audio book format. Yes, sometimes you are commuting to work, maybe sometimes we are stuck in traffic for 1-2 hours at a time, or we are going on long drive or long journeys, and this is just the road ahead of you, and it's just you, and if you want company, these books can be your great companion. MashaAllah, departments of Dawat Islam, various departments of Dawat Islam that are aiding Maktabatul Madina, such as the research department, the translation department, subhanallah, and various other departments. Takhrij department is there. to help and aid you and to provide you with accurate Islamic knowledge, inshallah azza wa jal. So yes, you can benefit from all of this, and you can get your hands on this book, inshallah azza wa jal, either from Maktabatul Madina bookstore, the physical store, if you have in your area, inshallah azza wa jal. If not, then no problem. It is available free of cost online through the website of Dawat Islami, dawatislami.net, inshallah azza wa jal. And you can download it on your phone, on your tablet, or on your PC, whichever smart devices that you are using, inshallah azza wa jal. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all tawfiq to learn more about our beautiful deen of Islam. And here, Dawat Islam is here to help you achieve that through various different channels, through Ismuballighin, through Madani channel, through the publications of Maktabatul Madina, and inshallah, and various other channels. Subhanallah. May Allah azza wa jal keep you blessed. And with this in mind, let's inshallah end with the recitation of Durood and Salam, inshallah. And I shall see you in the next episode. Jazakallah for being with us, and keep watching Madani channel. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in wa sallam.
In the tapestry of Islamic life, dimensions unfold. In the tapestry of Islamic life, dimensions unfold. In these sacred teachings, hearts find peace and gold. In these sacred teachings, hearts find peace and gold.